All right. Good morning, friends. Good morning and welcome to this service of worship at First United Methodist Church of Sanford. My name is Megan Killingsworth. I'm one of the two pastors here at the church, and I am especially excited to welcome you today because we are having kids takeover. Who's pumped about that? Yes. Yes. So we always love having little ones in our midst. We love having all the wiggles and giggles, and we love having just their incredible creativity and presence amongst us. If you're a kid, I want to invite you to stand right now. Or even if you consider yourself a kid. All right. I want you to follow with me, okay? The adults are going to get some practice. Can you do a little wiggle? Okay. Can you do a little jump? Can you get some of your sillies? All right. If you see a little kid with some wiggles and some giggles, it just means they're following my directions, okay? So we are all going to be so excited to have kids not only with us, but leading us today during our sermon time. Before we get started, you can have a seat now. Thanks, kids. We have a couple of announcements. You will find some inserts in your bulletin for things that we will be doing together throughout the service. If you look down the side of this and you go, huh, I wonder what passing of the peace is, we're going to tell you what it is, so don't worry. But there are some inserts that might have things that you will need throughout the service, like the scriptures, our call to worship. And so just check those out if you're following along in the service. A couple other things I want to highlight. You will notice that we're having a small grocery takeover here, which is a great problem to have. We are collecting 24 days of giving. We are collecting items to help stock the pantry at Picnic Project. We are specifically focusing on things that are very expensive for them to buy at the food banks and things that are asked for, like a birthday cake. You know, everybody deserves a birthday cake. Things like toilet paper and ramen noodles. If you want to see that list, you can look in your bulletin. We would love for you to collect one of those items or 24 of those items and to bring that to the church in the next couple weeks so that we can pray over it, bless it, and share it with our friends at the Picnic Project. Two more quick announcements. One is that next Saturday, we are having a farm day at Dusty and Bobby's farm. So our family ministries event is going to be at a local farm, at a farm that's in DeLand. We're going to have a chance to hang out with some animals and eat together. So if you'd like to join us for our family ministries event, you can ask Ryan or me or Pastor Dave. We would love to get you some more information. And then next week, after our service, we're going to have a potluck, a training, and yeah, girl. Yeah, beta. We're going to have a potluck, a training, and we're going to have a charge conference. In the United Methodist Church, the way that we make decisions is by voting with all of our members together, and so that charge conference will happen after the service. One note today, you'll see that we did have in here a baptismal remembrance, but we're actually going to do that next week. So skip over that and just know that we'll be doing that in our worship service next week. Okay, friends, take a deep breath with me. What a day to get to be here together. I want to invite you to join us by starting with our call to worship, which you can find in your bulletin. I'll read the regular font, and I'll invite you all to respond with the bold font. We are called to care for one another in Christ's name. We are called to widen the circle of belonging. We are called to grow together in faith. Let us pray. God, we thank you for all of us who are gathered together in person or online. We're grateful to have an opportunity to spend time together worshiping you and being led by our youngest folks. We pray that as we remember our baptismal vow to nurture and include, that you might help us to live those vows all the days of our lives. Help us, Lord, to see a glimpse of your goodness. Amen. I want to invite us now to start by standing and sharing together our first hymn, and Are We Yet Alive?
Friends, I'll invite us to remain standing and turn in our hymnal, the Red Book, to page 882, or in the insert in your bulletin as we share together the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us share these words together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, it's now time to do the passing of the peace, which is just a fancy way of saying, will you shake your neighbor's hand and say hello to them this morning in the spirit of Jesus?
Give me one more second.
Now.
Say, amen.
Amen.
Say, good morning.
Good morning.
You may be seated. You may be seated.
You may be seated. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to shared meals, and their prayers. A sense of awe came over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All the believers were united and shared everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. Every day, they met together at the temple and ate at their homes. They shared food with gladness and
simplicity.
They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. The Lord added daily to the community, to those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Peace.
We're about to do something next. We usually have a children's moment here, but since it's children's church takeover, Mr. Ryan is going to lead us in an activity to get you warmed up for when we're going to have the kids leading us for the sermon, all right? So I want to invite the kids and the adults to participate, but kids, I want you to keep your eyes on the adults. You got to tell us if they don't follow the directions, all right? So kids, keep your eyes on the adults, and Mr. Ryan is going to lead us.
Good morning, everybody. If you haven't met me before, my name is Ryan Ganabin. I serve as the Director of Music and Family Ministries. And man, it is just awesome to be together with this church family and all the families that are here today. It's wonderful getting to serve this community and to see all the life that we have here in our younger generations, all the way through our more seasoned generations sometimes. We are so grateful that you're here. And as you might have heard at the beginning, we've been in a series about our baptismal vows. And these guys in Children's Church have been talking about our different vows that we take. And all these vows kind of come from the story of Jesus and the way that Jesus calls us to be in the family and to be God's people. And so one of the cool ways that I thought we could practice following the directives is we're actually going to get to play a little game where we get to follow directives. And so y'all are going to put on your silly caps for a second, and we're going to play a little game called Wesley Says, okay? We're in the Wesleyan tradition. So here's the deal. I'm going to have every one of you guys play. And anytime I say, Wesley says, y'all have to do it. Okay? Does that make sense? And if I don't say Wesley says, don't do it. Otherwise, if you do it and I don't say Wesley says, then you're out. If you do something, or if I say Wesley says and you don't do that thing, you're also going to be out. So everybody's going to try and get to play. We're going to be silly together. We're gonna learn to love like children. So does that sound okay? Are you guys ready to play this? Yeah? Yeah. All right. So we're gonna play Wesley Says right now. So why don't y'all stand up with me? Okay, everybody, y'all that moved is out. I'm kidding. But that's how hard I'm going to be on this game. All right. So. Now, Wesley says, everybody, stand if you're able. And if you don't have the ability to stand right now and want to still play along however you can modify, that is totally cool. All right, here we go. Are you ready? If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all out. Okay, Wesley says, if you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Wesley says, put one hand up. Wesley says, put one hand down. Wesley says, put the other hand up. Put the other hand down. If you moved, go ahead and sit down. Okay, y'all can put that other hand down, okay? If you moved right there, sit down. I didn't say Wesley says. Yeah, so if you guys get out, watch our friends out there. All right, put that hand down. Oh, I gotcha. All right, Wesley says, put your hands down. Wesley says, both hands up. Both hands down. Oh, sit down. If you moved, if you flinched at all, sit down. Okay, Wesley says, wave to this direction. Wesley says, wave this way, wave that way. If you moved at all, I see you, Dad. You better put your booty right there in that pew. I gotcha. This has all been a prank for me to get him. No, I'm just kidding. No, all right. Thank you, guys. So go ahead and put your hands down because we're going to move on to our next thing. I'm just kidding. So if you moved your hands, sit down. All right, wave this way. If you moved, sit down. Wesley says, wave this day. Wesley says, wave that way. Wesley says, put your hands down. Wesley says, put your hands up. Wesley says, put your hands down. Put one hand up. Oh, you guys are good. You guys are listening. Okay. Wesley says, put both hands up. Wesley says, turn to your left. Wesley says, turn to your right. Wesley says, face forward. Put your hands down. If you moved your hands, sit down. All right, we got a good, we've kind of made our crew a little bit less, so you guys can put your hands down, and if you're still in, why don't you guys come up towards the front? So can you guys start moving towards the front if you can? Oh, wow, you guys are really good. Okay, Wesley says, put your hands down. Wesley said, put one hand to the side. Wesley said, put the other hand to the ceiling. Okay, and then switch the hands. Oh, okay, Wesley says, switch the hands. Okay, Wesley says, both hands down. Wesley says, one hand up. Wesley says, one hand down. Wesley says, one hand up. Wesley says, one hand up. Oh, If you tried to put it down, sit down. You guys are doing good. Okay, Wesley says, both hands down. Wesley says, clap once. Wesley says, clap once. Wesley says, clap twice. Wesley says, clap. Clap. All right. Before this goes on forever, because some of you guys are really good, I'm going to say, Wesley says, everybody give everyone a hand. And thank you for participating, for getting the sillies out. And thank you, kids, for leading them. We're going to move to our next part of the liturgy. So you guys can sit down wherever you want.
Well, friends, we're in our prayer time, and maybe you have an enemy to pray for today, finally. Ryan, excellent work. Hey, friends, and hey, kids, we're in a time of prayer, and I need your help, because this is a time that we take very seriously in our church service, and we pray for our friends who are in need of healing in their bodies. We pray for situations that we don't really know how to pray for, but I want to do a practice round, because at the end of every section, I'll say, Lord, in your mercy, and can you say, hear our prayer? Can we practice that? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So I'm going to offer some prayers, and then I'm going to give some silence. And in that silence, you can offer the names of your friends or the names of situations that you're going through that we can pray for with you. And then at the end of each section, we'll say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Can we do that together? Let's pray. All right, let's pray. God, we give you thanks for today and for the joy of children, for the noise of joy and movement and excitement and life. What a gift it is to be in this place with these people. God, we come to you and we want to pray for all the things that we're carrying, for all the things that are heavy on our hearts. And so, God, we ask that you would hear our prayers as we offer them to you. God, we pray for our friends who are in need of healing, who are hurting in their bodies or in their minds or in their hearts. We pray for those who are having a difficult day. We pray for those who are in the hospital or who need to go to see the doctor. God, we pray for our friends who need healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray for our friends who are trying to make the next right decision in their life, who maybe have to make a tough choice, who maybe have to move their house or move their job or start a new phase in their life that they didn't anticipate. God, we pray for any and all who need wisdom and who need guidance on how to make the next right step. God, we pray for those in need of wisdom and discernment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray for those friends who are lonely, who don't have friends who check on them very often, who are homebound or shut in. We pray for our friends in the foster care system. We pray for our friends in jails and prisons. We pray for our military personnel who are deployed overseas. We pray for any and all who feel lonely and cut off from their community. God, we pray for those who are lonely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray for our enemies. It feels like a funny thing to pray for our enemies, but that's what you've asked us to do. We pray for those who've sought us harm or done us harm. We pray for those who've hurt our feelings and those who we've hurt their feelings, whether we meant to or not. God, we ask that you would let us be people who would make things right and who would make peace. God, we pray for our enemies. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God, we offer you prayers of joy and thanksgiving. We know that all of these wiggles and giggles and these screams of excitement are already prayers of joy. And so we join our voices in those prayers as we give you thanks for the things that we're grateful for,
the things that would give us hope and give us life and give us excitement about life. God, hear our prayers of excitement and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, indeed, hear our prayers this day and always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, will you join me in the Lord's Prayer as printed in the insert in your bulletin? Let's pray these words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue our service of worship with the giving of our tithes and offerings.
This song isn't printed, the lyrics, but if you want to sing along, we encourage you to do so. Well, God needs you and God needs me, living together in harmony. You are loved completely. I need you. I need you and you need me. We're beloved community. God needs you and me. The kingdom of heaven is not a mansion where only the pure get to live in the next expansion. The kingdom is found in our messy homes, where we welcome every stranger as our own. God needs you, God needs you, God needs me, living together in harmony. You are loved, you are loved completely. I need you, I need you, and you need me. We're beloved community. God needs you and me. The realm of the Lord is not a high-rise tower where God looks down from a seat of power. 'Cause I see Christ on the dirty streets and in the eyes of every child I meet. God needs you. God needs you and God needs me, living together in harmony. You are loved, you are loved completely. I need you, I need you, and you need me. We're beloved community. God needs you and me. The throne of God is not a chair of marble, but God strikes down all the wicked and the horrible. No, God welcomes all, disregarding creeds and labels. So come and join us at God's dinner table. God needs you, God needs you, and God needs living together in harmony. You are loved, you are loved completely, completely. Let's sing it all. And I need you, and you need me. We're beloved community, loved community. And God needs you and me. Amen. We sing it. Well, God needs you, and God needs me, living together in harmony. Oh, you are loved completely. I need you, and you need me. We're beloved community. Oh, God needs you and me. Oh, God needs you and me. Oh, God needs you and me. Amen. This is the love and the truth of our community. And now let us rise together as we bless the blessings that God has given us in singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
For these gifts, we give you thanks for this joy that's in this place. We ask that you multiply it all and send it out these doors, that it might be a blessing for the world, that we might also be a blessing for the world, to show God, show people the love and the grace of God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, friends, so now is the moment we've been waiting for. So adults and teenagers, if you've already broken up into your groups, feel free to come and get together. Let me tell you what we're about to do. First of all, we've never done this before, so I hope we're all on a fun adventure together. Today, what we wanted to do was, instead of a sermon, have an opportunity for all of you to see what happens in children's church. So we're going to divide the room up into groups, and I know the kids are wiggly, and we're glad to have them, so y'all don't worry. It's all right. They get to be kids, okay? We're going to break up into groups, and each group will have an adult, a youth, and any little kiddos who want to join, and you all are going to learn from them today. So they're going to read you a scripture. They're going to ask you to get excited, and when they ask you to get excited, you're going to get excited, right? Yes. Okay. They're going to read you a scripture and ask some questions, and then they're going to teach you some hand motions to a song, and we're going to do that song at the end, okay? So there will be a quiz. It's no Wesley Says, but at the end, we're going to have a chance to all sing that song together, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We have six groups, right? Okay, so this is going to be a little bit clunky, but we're going to break the room up into six groups, and you will have an adult, a youth, and some littles who help lead your group, okay? You want to say one? All right, so give us 1 second. Okay, so this is going to be a group right here, and if we can all, would y'all be willing to come up here and squish together so you can hear these kids? Because they're great, and I promise you want to hear them. All right, we got one group here. Okay, friends, can we start? Now, I know it's loud. I know it's a little bit crazy, and we're all doing the best we can, but can we start by just saying thank you for the willingness of these kids to lead us? They are adorable, they are amazing, and sometimes you will learn more about God from them than you will ever hear in a sermon, okay? So we're so grateful to have them just teaching us some of the stuff we need to know. Okay, remember I told you there would be an exam. Yes, okay. Do you are you ready? You got that choreography in your head? Y'all are ready to go? Are y'all ready to lead them?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. All right. Okay, so in just a second, Mr. Ryan and Miss Rianne are going to help us to sing that song together so that we can remember that we are the children of God, that God loves us, God cares for us, and the purpose of a church is to remind us of that when we forget. So whenever we forget that we're truly loved, we're truly cared for, then the church can help us to know we belong, that they're on this journey together, and that our job is to help take care of each other because we love God. All right, so friends, are you ready? Kiddos, are you ready? All right, everybody stand up for me. Okay, get those wiggles. You got to get ready. Are we ready to lead everybody in our groups? Okay. All right, we want to invite you to rise in body or spirit, whatever works for you, to join us in singing together this song.
And if you want to clap along, you can. Here we go. Shake off the dust.
Shake off the dust. Leave the old ways behind me. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Let go of the burdens, the worries, the striving. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. No longer bound by the ways that define me.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
This is our story. Come out of the hiding.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Reclaim your identity. You belong to a family.
Sing, we are.
We are the children of God. We are the children of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. We are the children of God.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Land of the living, all worship Creator.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
There are no strangers, we all share a Savior. To your maker.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
The kingdom is here. This is what we were made for.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
This is your identity. We are a family.
We are
the children of God. We are the children of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. We are the children of God.
Sing, we are
the children of God. We are the children of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. We are the children of God.
Sing, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Sing to each other. Repeat after me. Welcome to the family.
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 We are the children of God. We are the children of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. The children of God.
Here we go.
We are the children of God. We are the children of God. Through Jesus, our Savior, we're one with our neighbor. We are the children of God.
Sing.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh. Children of God.
Oh, oh, oh.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So kiddos, we're going to close with a song and you're welcome to stay up here to sing. You can sit back with your people if you want to. We're going to close with our final hymn. But before we do that, I wondered if we could take a moment to pray over our kids before we release them maybe back to their families. Would you all join me in a prayer over our young people? God, we thank you for the incredible gift that these leaders are here. We thank you that you have made them and called them very good, that you have given them a purpose and gifts, that their joy and their hope, that their strength, their kindness is a gift to us and our world. We pray that as they grow, you would help us as a church to know how to love them well, how to walk alongside them, and how to sing back to them the songs that they know are true, even when any of us has forgotten them. Thank you, God, for these young people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's end in worship together by singing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
If you need a reminder that you are a child of God, our littles printed out coloring sheets today. So maybe even if you didn't color here, if you want to take this home and be reminded that you are a child of God and that our kiddos are children of God, please feel free to take these today as a gift from our kids. Friends, we now have the opportunity to go forth into the world and to share the love, the joy, and the truth that we have seen from our leaders today. May we, like the friends of the paralyzed man, carry all of the ways that we can possibly love our community, do all that we can to care for one another, to support one another, and to help bring one another to Jesus in all the ways that we might need. And now as we go forth into the world, receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. All right, thanks, y'all.